In New York City yesterday, AIDS activists celebrated the life of Keith Kyler, who died from AIDS-related complications last week. He was one of the co-founders of the AIDS service organization Housing Works. Since the early 1990s, he fought with city, state, and federal officials to provide housing and drug treatment for the homeless and for drug addicts who were HIV positive. NPR's Brenda Wilson has this tribute.
Most Americans have probably never heard of Keith Kyler unless they are involved in AIDS work or were once down on their luck on the streets of New York City and infected with HIV, or part of a government bureaucracy with whom he had done battle. Sandra Thurman, National Director for AIDS Policy during the Clinton administration, recalls agreeing to meet with Kyler and other AIDS activists who were pushing the administration to support needle exchange programs to prevent the spread of AIDS among drug users.
In fact, they didn't just have a meeting with me. They took over my office while I was in it. And so after the protest, as the Secret Service were sort of showing people out the door, Keith turned to me and said, "Let's go across the street and have a drink as soon as we're done." And I said, "Well, absolutely."
Keith Kyler became an AIDS activist in the early 1980s after he learned that he was HIV positive. One by one, his friends were dying. When the love of his life died in 1987, he told one interviewer, he joined the AIDS Coalition to unleash power, ACT UP. Thurman remembers testifying with him before Congress.
You know, Keith was this absolutely gloriously handsome, tall African-American man with dreadlocks to the middle of his back. And so I think it was a bit perplexing, particularly to our colleagues in the Congress from the South, to see something that looked like what they would think of as a Southern belle coming in with someone like Keith, who looked like he could actually be, you know, doing rap music in Jamaica. And he was so brilliant.
He decided that it was not enough just to fight. He realized, he said, you cannot last forever on anger. You cannot last forever on the negative side of emotions if you are going to do AIDS work for a long time. With his partner, Charles King, and a friend in the movement, Virginia Schubert, they started Housing Works in 1992. It's now one of the largest minority-run AIDS organizations in the country, credited with finding housing, treatment, and jobs for thousands of HIV-positive addicts and homeless people. And Thurman, who is now with the International AIDS Trust, says Kyler was sometimes criticized for not turning away people who are still using drugs.
I think what drove Keith was the fact that he himself had not been perfect. Keith had been very poor in his life. Keith had been addicted to drugs in his life. As he became more successful and worked as a social worker, what made Keith really good at what he did was the fact that he felt it, and he felt it every single time.
Yesterday, AIDS activists and AIDS workers marched one last time, the last mile of the way, with Keith Kyler to Union Square. Nina Herzog remembers sharing a jail cell with him.
We would all sing falsetto Bee Gees to get through it. We were staying alive was a favorite of his and mine in particular. So there was always that, kind of the anger, but the tremendous, tremendous gentleness. He was an incredibly gentle man.
When Angel Ocasio met Keith Kyler, he was living in a shelter provided by the city.
They're in the worst of neighborhoods, there's no medical care, and they're sticking people for $1,000 a month in sloppy, sleazy hotels. And if it wasn't for Keith, I wouldn't have the apartment I have now.
Yesterday was an opportunity to express his gratitude. For many, it was a reminder that AIDS still kills. Keith Kyler was 45 years old. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.